Greetings and salutations and happy Friday the 13th of December. So my boss came in and told me when he saw me that I needed to stop in the office after route this morning. And I went in, I'm like, oh God, now what did I do? And he said, you got stuck in a ditch? And I went, stuck in a ditch? Well, this morning what I did was because of the cold weather and the snow, there's a place where I have to turn around, and I wanted to be prepared in case I couldn't do it, an alternative place to turn around. If the driveway that I'm supposed to use, because the house is empty, wasn't plowed. So I used an area where the cornfields, where the machines come in and out, and they kind of build up the land to make like a driveway. I used that. Well, the roads or that area and the fields where they took all the corn down, tractors made big ruts. And it's really cold, so the ruts are nice and hard. And I pulled in too far and got the front tires stuck on just over the rut. And I got out. I said, damn. I only had one person on the bus at the time. So I'm pretty sure that individual, with today's technology, called her parents or text her parents or text somebody, and they text their parents and they called the office to complain that I got stuck in a ditch. I didn't get stuck. I got out. I assessed the situation and I told my boss that. I said, you know, I wanted to make sure, was my tire spinning? How stuck was I? And I said, basically all I did was pull like an inch forward just enough where you can feel it unreleased the tires. I don't know. It's this feeling you get. Anyway, I turned the wheels a lot, and then I just gave it enough gas to push it over the rut, and I was out. Well, then someone called in and said I was speeding. I was going 65 on a 55 because I'm out in the highway, the highway. And the highway, rural area, is 55 miles per hour. And man, they said they were trying to keep up with me. And my boss says, you're not speeding in this kind of weather, are you? And I'm like, no, because unless I didn't pay attention and I'm speeding, sometimes, you forget there's an open road and you just put your foot down. And I told him that. I said, I might do it. You know, I might not be paying attention. And then you look down at the speedometer and you're like, oh, shit, I'm speeding. And then you let off. But he says, just remember, you know, people are watching you. I'm like, oh, God. And then he said the last thing was that there might be a full-time route open. And he wasn't sure, but he thought there might be. And I'm already doing full-time. Like Monday afternoon was my only day off, or, you know, afternoon off. It just means, you know, more money for me. and that I can't, you know, play around as long. Well, it depends on if I have which route I get. Which is kind of sad, because then I don't want to give up, you know, the route that I have. Because I like it. I like my route. But anyway. Oh, poo. That's it. That's my day. That's my Friday the 13th. So I stopped, got a loaf of bread at the store, got some potato chips, and I got me a donut. Why? Because I wanted to treat myself to a donut. You ever stand there and look at the donuts in the bakery and you're like, oh, what kind of pastry do I want? Could get like a cream cheese Danish. Oh, those are delish. Long Johns, which people don't know what Long Johns are. They are a long pastry. I think they're yeast dough. And then they've got, like, frosting. And then they've got cream injected into the inside. And then you've got the Bismarcks and the apple fritters and, yeah, sugar donuts, cake donuts. I'm not too keen on the cake ones. Blech. All right, enough. I'm making myself hungry. So I'm going to go and eat my donut while I'm driving. Yes, because I can't wait till I get home. Later, news people.